Ready, set, pray in Miami-Dade. An old rule comes back, but are church and state still separated? With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda, and good morning. Prayer is returning to Miami-Dade County Commission meeting starting December 18th. In an 8-3 vote yesterday, the Board of County Commissioners signed off on a change to a current rule that only allowed for a moment of silence before their meetings. Now commissioners will be able to invite a religious leader of their choosing to lead everyone in a prayer before each meeting. Commissioner Pepe Diaz was a main proponent of the rule change, which was pushed by the Christian Family Coalition.
This is nothing new. 67% of municipalities in our community pray. All our levels of government, from the highest office, including the Supreme Court, pray. And they have denominational people come in.
Miami-Dade is reinstating a practice of open prayer it had back in 2000 before. But Baylor Johnson with the ACLU of Florida says the commissioners are inviting conflict and a possible lawsuit by doing so.
Why move away from the moment of silence? What was the impetus for that? That seemed to be a really respectful and all-inclusive way of allowing for people to silently either have a prayer or not. Now what they've done is they've gone to a place where we have government entangling itself with religion.
The prayers must be non-denominational and could be led by clergy or by the commissioners themselves. This week, the U.S. is taking up a proposal that many hope will increase pressure on the Cuban government to release an American contractor being held on the island. As Matt Laszlo reports from Washington, more on the effort to free Alan Gross.
While working for a contractor of USAID, Gross broke Cuban law by handing out internet equipment to the country's small Jewish population. He's now been held for 3 years. This week, the Senate is expected to pass a resolution calling for the immediate release of Gross. While it's non-binding, Democratic Senator Barbara Mikulski says it sends a clear message.
Mr. Castro, a message from the United States Senate. Let Alan Gross go. Let him go today. Let him go now.
While imprisoned, Gross's health has deteriorated. He's lost 100 pounds and suffers from severe arthritis. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin says these are reasons enough for the Castro regime to release Gross.
Cuba should release Alan Gross on humanitarian reasons. The health issues are also well known. The loss of weight, what he's gone through, the mental anguish, etc.
Judy Gross is suing USAID and its contractor for allegedly not properly training her husband before sending him on a dangerous mission for the U.S. government. The two organizations have reportedly stopped paying Gross's salary. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And in sports, an embarrassing loss for the defending NBA champion Miami Heat. They fall in Washington 105-101 last night to a Wizards team that had won just one of their first 14 games. LeBron James had a triple-double his first this season in a losing cause with 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. The Heat are unbeaten at home, but they're now 4-4 on the road this season. We want you to help us with our in-depth coverage of Art Basel this week with your tweets to @WLRN. We want your input on what you see during Art Basel Week. Tweet @WLRN to tell us and even show us what you're seeing. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.